Hello Inside, it's your favorite radio jockey Fanny. Are you feeling awesome today? Because I am. Today we have a special guest right from India and he's here to share some interesting facts and trivia about India. His name is Wanjaj.
Wanjaj, actually. Yeah.
So, Wanjaj, tell me more about you.
Hello, Insa. Well, my name is Wanjaj Kumar, and I'm here for my internship, basically. I'm for the student exchange program right now, and I'm working in the computer science department, and I'm really enjoying my stay in France. So, what about you?
Well, I'm enjoying my stay. So, why do you choose France?
Well, actually, I had heard a lot about France, its culture, beautiful destinations, and the French cuisine, of course. And I really wanted to see it in real, actually.
Have you tasted the French cuisine yet?
Oh, yeah, I have tasted it, and it sounds awesome, and it tastes awesome.
Yeah. So, you said that you liked your stay in France so far. So, do you intend on coming back here after your internship?
Well, I will be definitely thinking that as an option, because the way France has treated me and the way I have seen a lot in France, I think I would definitely give France another try.
Okay. Can you list a few things that surprised you when you first came here?
Well, for you, I don't know, but the one thing which really surprised and astonishes me is the way that French people are very organized and disciplined. I mean, you do not see that thing in India. If you just try to cross a road in India, and you will be definitely knowing how organized we are.
So, organized, like, in the way we act every day, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, the way you show your discipline on the roads, and everything. I mean, I cannot give a better example of the way the things are in France. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome. I think so. It's really awesome to be here.
Okay. What is the name of your president right now?
Well, his name is Mr. Pranab Mukherjee.
He is a man. How long has he been president?
Well, he has been president for like 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Is it like the same system as in France, where you change president every year?
Yeah, we have a democratic system, but president is just more. President is not more a more governing body. The more powerful person in our country is the prime minister.
Okay.
And we have a democratic government, and we usually change the government. Mm-hmm. The head of the government is the prime minister, and he is elected after every 5 years.
Okay, so the important election is the prime minister. You choose the prime minister?
We choose the prime minister.
Okay, in France, we choose the president, and the president chooses the prime minister. But maybe the prime minister hasn't that much rights.
Yeah, in our country, well, the president is chosen by the representatives, mm-hmm, of the entire executive, the legislative, and all assemblies.
Mm-hmm.
And the collective ones actually choose the president.
Okay.
Whereas the prime minister is chosen by a member of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And the member of parliament are chosen by us.
Yeah.
So we are indirectly choosing our prime minister.
Okay. So you are never directly choosing, like...
Actually, we already know who the prime minister is going to become. So it's very evident that we have to choose that particular party.
Okay. Okay. Complete this sentence. India is more...
Well, I would say vibrant.
Vibrant, why?
I mean, we have so many different cultures, so many different cuisines. You cross 50 kilometers in India and you will be entering some other state, some other culture, some entire other different thing. And this is what makes India unique, I think so, because we have a lot of different people. And everyone comes from different bases on caste, their sex, their creeds, everything, they are different.
Is there like a lot of different languages in India?
Well, you talk about languages, I would say that there are 16 official languages in India.
16?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And you talk like just one of them?
Well, I talk two of them.
Two of them? Can you say a few words?
One is English, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is Hindi, which I say.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hindi, we how to say hello? We say namaste, Insa.
We know that. So it was National Women's Day a few days ago. Is it a thing in India?
Yes, it's definitely a thing. I mean, we really feel like we respect, we should respect women a lot. Women are the reason we, the men are also here. And of course, we do it in various other stuffs. We have, well, you can say we have our goddesses. We have many Indian goddesses. Mm-hmm. And we respect them. We worship them. And I think so, God is, as the ones which are goddesses, which we worship, same are our women. Women have to be worshipped. Women have to be really taken care of because they are the ones which are running the half part of our society.
So do you think that because in your religion you have goddesses, it changes the way you see women? Because well, in France we don't have goddesses. We just
I agree. I mean, like, it does not change a perspective. I mean, you should respect anyone somehow. It doesn't mean whether they have to be represented as a figure or something, but still you have to make sure that you respect each and everyone, no matter from where they come, no matter from where they are. It's a common courtesy which should be performed on everyone.
On everyone, men and women.
Men and women, right?
So can you talk about your college, your university?
Well, in India, I am in BK Birla Institute of Engineering and Technology. It's a college in Pilani, Rajasthan. Well, you might have heard about Rajasthan. It's the land of the Maharajas, their turbans and everything stuff. The camel. Yes, I belong to that land. I am really very proud of it.
So this interview is over. I hope you enjoyed it and see you next time.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Insa.